This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Oh, my aching back. Chances are very good that we will speak those very words, or at least think them, this very day. Why do so many of us experience back pain, sometimes chronically? Let's invite cardiologist Dr. James Markham, founder and director of HeartWise Ministries, to share some insights and solutions for what's causing us to think or say those miserable words. Dr. Markham, help my back.
Yeah, and Charles, we're in the middle of talking about pain.
Yes.
And we're going through each different part of the body, describing pain, when it's dangerous, when it's not so dangerous, what we can do to prevent it, what we can do to treat it, what should be our approach. And we have to talk about back pain because back pain is one of the most common causes of chronic pain. And I don't know if you realize this, but 1 in 4 Americans will experience or are experiencing back pain. The only good news that I can say is back pain is usually not immediately fatal. We talked about heart pains and chest pains.
Yes.
That can be immediately fatal. Usually back pain is not immediately fatal. And I guess the first thing we should do, Charles, is we should sort of talk about the approach to back pain, you know? And then I guess we can spend some time talking about prevention. We can spend some time talking about treatment. There might even be a few questions that come in to the website, the heartwiseministries.org website, that we can help people with as well.
Yes, I've made a collection of them here, so I'm ready to go.
Good, yeah, okay. With that said, when someone comes in with back pain, I guess the first thing I always ask them is whether the pain started right now or it's been going on for a while. The history is very important. There are some rare causes of back pain that are extremely dangerous that need to be known about right away. And usually those are situations where they've had sudden trauma, where their spine is unstable, the pain is occurring because there's something wrong with the spinal cord itself. Sometimes back pain can be because of bones in the back, and these things are very important to know. So when a person comes in, they'll talk to their provider about, well, how did the back pain occur? And believe it or not, most of back pain is just because of trauma, the wear and tear on the back. And believe it or not, something simple as poor posture can cause chronic back pain. Something as simple as sitting in a chair and not moving and stretching over time can cause back pain. Of course, we've talked about lifting and moving. And there's an old saying in medicine, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yes.
And if a back is not used correctly, it ages quickly. And there's so many complex parts in the back. There's the muscles, there's the bones, there's the nervous system that's all there, and that all has to be evaluated. So when a patient comes in, we'll talk about, well, what might have precipitated the back pain? And usually it's trauma. It's rare that they've had a cancer that's gone to the back. Usually in a horrible accident that causes back pain, they've already gone to the emergency room. They've had all the scans done that show that they're not having a cervical spine abnormality, which could, you know, you've heard people being paralyzed.
Yes.
You know, usually that's been done right away. So in the back pain business, the first thing I like to know is whether it's localized back pain, whether it's trauma related, whether there's referred pain. And what we need from referred pain is, does it hurt in one spot of the back and then move down to the leg? These are all very characteristic patterns of pain. But usually a lot of back pain is just because of muscles pulling on nerves, and usually something simple as an exam, a physical, and then you tell the patient, you know, you need to rest. If you broke your arm, you would rest your arm.
Yes.
If you're throwing up all day and all night, you wouldn't keep eating food. You know, if your head's hurting because you're banging it on the wall, you'll quit doing that.
Yeah.
Now, that's very simple to do, is tell them, you know, you need to rest your back, maybe some local heat, you know, maybe some mild something to help with the inflammation. But very few people do that, Charles. Yeah. They won't rest their back. They have to keep going on this 24/7 cycle. They have to keep up with the work. They have to keep doing things. And guess what? They can make the problem worse. Mm. So unfortunately, sometimes the problem gets worse and it makes things even worse than it is. And then a little problem becomes a big problem. Then the muscles and the nerves get involved. They might have had a little slip disc that might have gotten better on the original, but then it gets worse because they keep using it. It's just not a good thing to have. I'm having back pain right now because my alarm just went off. You know? What's that doing? You know, but chronic stress, Charles, chronic stress in the body can make the muscles tight. Yes. That can cause back pain as well. So if a person's having back pain, the first thing is go get a good history and physical, see what the cause of it is. Now, in rare instances, they have to do further testing. Mm-hmm. And that testing might include a CAT scan or an MRI. And what they're looking for there is they're looking for structural damage to the parts. Mm-hmm. Is it damage to a nerve root that leaves the spine? Is it damage to a muscle that's pressing on it? Is there a bone damage? So now we have the technology to almost always find out what's causing pain. And unfortunately, some people do not get treatment for back pain until it's well advanced. Yeah. They go to a doctor, they take some medicines, it doesn't get them well. They eventually end up getting surgery. And I just want to counsel people, surgery should be a last resort for back pain. And if we can jump on the pain early, find out what it is, discover the cause, that is the best treatment for chronic back pain. I have a physical therapist that I work with, and he has helped numerous people with back pain, just helping them with their posture. Hmm. Back pain can come from having inadequate footwear. Back pain can come from not exercising. So often it's just due to the muscles, inactivity of the muscles, not using them correctly, maybe not hydrating them well, too much stress. Numerous times back pain has a simple solution if the person will take it seriously. You know, a lot of people don't take back pain seriously because it's not going to kill them.
Yeah.
In the short term, but it won't kill them. So they don't take it serious. Oh, I can live through that. Let me take some medicines. Maybe it'll get better on its own. And a lot of times it does. Yeah. Okay. But if it doesn't get better on its own, you need to see your doctor. You need to take it seriously. And most of the times, if you'll rest, the body will heal on its own.
Well, you just actually answered a question that I had in my own head here, because I have discovered over the last few years that if I have a back pain, it goes away if I just drink a lot of water. How does that work?
That suggests to me the cause of pain. And the cause of the pain might have been the muscles in the back. Uh-huh. Remember, those muscles in the back are doing things. Yes. They're made up of predominantly water. If they get dehydrated, they don't work as well. They become inflamed. Okay. When a muscle becomes inflamed, there's nerves in that muscle. The nerves and muscles start to hurt. It transmits these back to the spinal canal, and it goes upstream, and it says, I'm having pain. Okay. And that's something that's very simple for back pain, is just drinking enough water, you know, stretching in the morning. Don't sit in one spot more than an hour. Make sure your bed is very comfortable. Yes. Make sure you have good footwear, because most of the causes of chronic back pain is musculoskeletal. They're muscles, and that's what's causing the strain. And if you treat your muscles right, then you won't put pressure on this muscle day after day, month after month, year after year. And when you do that, sometimes the problem even escalates, and then you have a bigger problem than you even want to deal with. Does that make sense?
It does. You're telling us, Dr. Markham, not to sit in one place, and both of us right now are sitting in chairs and holding our bodies very stiff as we sit talking into microphones.
Yeah.
This is a bad thing for us to do. How can we take what we're doing here and make it survivable so we don't have to have all that back pain?
It's called the wiggles.
The wiggles. Okay.
And what I do is when I'm talking for a long period of time, you can't see me here, but I'm wiggling.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to stretch. I'm trying to, I'm like a big worm. You
okay.
Know?
I'm doing the same thing.
Loosen up my muscles a little bit, move my neck a little bit.
This looks funny.
You might take a few deep breaths, and in between interviews, we'll walk around the room, stretch things out, sort of constant motion. And that's why a lot of people now are protecting their backs at work. Yeah. By having these desks where they can stand up during the day, and that they're rotating their positions. That's a very good thing to do, because remember, in our world, we were never designed to sit in a room all day long.
Yes.
We were never designed to sit on a couch. We were never designed to do some of the things we're doing. And as we do this, it puts chronic stress on our body parts, including our muscles and the parts in our back. And sooner or later, if little problem happens, not a big deal. But sooner or later, we might have a slipped disc. Mm. We might have some serious back problems. And if we can deal with things early, maybe we can prevent an operation. Maybe we can prevent something damaging. Or when the back's not happy, Charles, since it's the most common cause of chronic pain there is, it's also the most chronic cause for people being on narcotics.
Oh boy.
Frequently, people are on narcotics when they have chronic back pain because this is where the nerves are leaving the back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The nerves have a direct connection to the spinal cord and the brain. The nerves in the back are very sensitive to pain, and it's very hard to have this type of pain chronically. So that's why prevention of back pain and dealing with it early, that's what I want to stress for this time with our listeners. If you have back pain, take it seriously. Don't blow it off, because if you nip it in the bud, get it early, sometimes it can prevent big problems down the road.
All right. Very good advice from Dr. James Markham, founder director of Heartwise Ministries. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, there have been some questions that have come into heartwiseministries.org. And by the way, listener, I invite you to add your questions to those questions there at heartwiseministries.org. There's a place you can link there and click and leave the question, and we'll address them right here on the air, or you'll have an answer come from one of the many professionals that make Heartwise Ministries their home. That's all at heartwiseministries.org. Take a short break. When we come back, questions about back pain. So stay right where you are.
Hey, Sam, look out your window. What do you see?
Well, I see trees, grass, cars, buildings, and some kind of bird.
Do you know that there are things out there that are so small that you can only see them with a microscope, and they can kill you?
Are you trying to cheer me up?
They're called germs, and there are 100 million of them right out there just waiting to make you sick.
I'm already sick. That's why you came to visit me.
I was reading in a book that there is something we can do to fight those germs. And I'm not talking about medicine or getting a shot. Do you know what that is?
Close the window?
We can be happy.
Happy? You mean as in ha-ha happy?
That's right. When we have a positive attitude and we aren't grouchy or angry all the time, we help our bodies fight germs because our immune system is working harder than when we're sad or depressed. So are you happy, Sam?
I was until you started talking about germs.
King Solomon said that happiness can fight disease.
Solomon? The Bible guy?
Yes. I learned a Bible verse last year that says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." That's Proverbs 17:22. What do you think about that?
I think I need to lie down again. I feel my bones drying up.
Well, you just go to sleep and I'll come back and visit you later. Sam, I've got to make you happy so you can heal faster.
You're a true friend, Rico. Like the Bible says, he who lets a sick friend sleep makes his bones better.
Where's that found?
Psalm 5:2.
I thought so.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, he established a health plan for every creature on earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today, Dr. James Markham, founder and director of Heartwise Ministries. We're talking about back pain today, and I'm sure that a lot of people right now are saying, well, I want to hear what you have to say because I have back pain and have had it for quite some time. Well, that's chronic back pain, and that's what we're talking about today. Dr. Markham, questions that have come in. One person wants to know, what is a kyphoplasty? Did I say that right?
Yes, that is a great question, Charles. And a lot of people, as we get older, parts of the body age at different speeds.
Uh-huh.
And I am going to get to this question, but I'm going to set it up with this. Sometimes our brain gets older quicker, sometimes our feet, sometimes our legs, sometimes our bowels. And when things get old, it's inevitable that things start to break down.
Yes.
Well, bones also get weaker through time. You know, you've heard the term osteoarthritis,
yes,
you know, weak bones. We know that elephants have the strongest bones, okay?
Mm.
Well, why do elephants have such strong bones? Well, you know, they drink lots of water,
yeah,
they get lots of vitamin D, they move around a lot, and they eat about 300 pounds of veggies a day.
Okay.
So that's a prescription for pretty good bones,
really?
Be like, yeah, an elephant.
Yes.
But that's also a good prescription for back bones. Because remember, in our back, we have our bones. We talked a little bit about muscles and how they can be strained and not treated well.
Right.
We talked about the nerves of the spine. We talked about how posture can put pressure on those nerves, but the bones of themselves can get old and break. And sometimes the bones of the spine can break. We frequently call this compression fractures.
Mm.
And as people get older, if they don't take good care of their back, sometimes they have curvatures in their spine. They put pressure on their spines. And you can have these fractures and microfractures, and anytime a bone is broken, that's an abnormal, unpleasant feeling, and it's caused by a damaging stimuli. Well, you know, if you break your arm, you know how that hurts.
Yes.
Well, if you break one of your spinal canals, whether it's a jar, the bone's weak, and you jump up and down and a fracture occurs, or you turn a certain way and you have a microfracture, well, usually we find out that a person has back pain. We touch the spot over that spine, and ooh, it hurts so much.
Mm.
But usually it happens in elderly patients, and they've fallen down, they've hurt themselves. Sometimes it happens spontaneously. You touch a part of their spine and it hurts terribly. We order a CAT scan or an MRI and see that this part is broken. Well, sometimes the older we get, believe it or not, the slower we heal. Things take longer to heal. Normally, if a bone is broken, we try to align the bone and we immobilize the bone so it doesn't move, so it heals well.
Yeah.
Well, the back is sort of hard to immobilize. You know, sometimes we can put them in a brace, but you can't walk around in a brace all the time. The bones of the spine tend to have to move and they jar. It's very hard in an older person for a compression fracture to heal. So one of the new techniques that modern medicine has developed, which I think is very good, is it's called kyphoplasty. And this is a technique that usually an interventional radiologist or an orthopedic surgeon can do, where they actually go where that bone is broken and place a substance. It's like super glue.
Huh.
Okay. It basically glues that bone back together. Normally, if a bone broke in the arm, we would have a lot of time and the bone would eventually lay down the new bone and heal that bone.
Right.
But this actually heals the break by basically cementing it. It's like liquid cement that we put in the bone. And this has been a wonderful sort of non-invasive treatment for chronic compression fractures in the bone. But we want people not to have this in the first place. And that's why I wanted to talk about Mr. Elephant. But as we age, we have to be like an elephant. We have to get outside our vitamin D. We have to drink lots of water. We have to eat lots of plants. We have to move around a lot and not sit in the same spot hour after hour. In fact, when we do that, our whole body, not only our bones, but our brains, everything ages when we don't move it. Because if you don't move it, you lose it. So
yeah,
I want
yeah.
everyone out there to keep moving that back, be like that worm. Hopefully they won't need a kyphoplasty. And if they do, this is a pretty good place that modern medicine has helped people deal with this chronic pain.
And this kyphoplasty, this is something they stick in there with a syringe, with a needle or something?
Yeah, they do, Charles.
Okay.
What you do is you lay down on a table
yeah.
and they watch you. We have some cameras that can watch. We can see where the break is,
right.
okay,
right.
on the x-ray machines. And we go in there with needles and devices, and we just put that glue in there,
cool.
and we super
right.
glue that bone
super
back
glue.
Together. And it's been amazing. We've had patients that have gone in. We could see the fracture. They're usually small fractures.
Yeah.
Now, these aren't
yeah.
big fractures. They go in there. They get the glue. And within an hour after they've had the procedure, their pain in the back is gone.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Praise
it's
God
amazing.
For modern it's, medicine it, sometimes.
Well, I like that because in a compression fracture that doesn't heal, it's hard to immobilize a person
yes.
for 6 to 8
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
And you don't, sometimes narcotics, the older we get, the more the narcotics you know, the side effects are more pronounced. So this is a way that we can sometimes treat a problem without taking the risk of chronic medications, which might or might not work. The other option would be, you know, try to keep that part still, treat him with pain medicines until the back heals. But I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a broken back or broken bone in the back, it's almost impossible to sleep well at night when that bone is broken.
Well, now that brings me to the next question. Someone said that they'd had a couple surgeries on their back and now take chronic pain medications. And the question was, how should I approach my physician if I want to come off of these medications?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, has the problem been addressed? Has the problem been healed? Mm-hmm. If that's the case and your pain is fine, is there alternatives that you can do to help your own body fight pain? And we've talked about some of them before.
Yes.
Deep breathing, eye hugging a dog, oxytocin, being happy and laughing, endorphins, music, worship. There's many ways to deal with chronic pain. And if you go to your doctor and say, listen, I don't want to be on a pain medicine, your body has gotten used to that over a while. What I would do is I try to find out, you know, has a cause been addressed? And if that's the cause, then start teaching them ways to help their body fight pain naturally and then gradually turn down the level of pain medicine that they're receiving. It sometimes can't be done too quickly, even though some people can, but if they've been on it for years and years and years, you have to turn down the dose a little bit at a time. And I found that as we do things that lower inflammation in the body, we can often get the pain medications removed. And inflammation, natural things that help with inflammation are the diets we've talked about,
yes.
Improving circulation, exercise, helping muscles, massage. There's many different ways to help decrease inflammation in the body. Most doctors will help you get off pain medicines if you're willing. And sometimes having a little bit of chronic pain is still better than being stuck on a pain medication.
What other program on the air, Dr. Markham, would tell listeners they need to live like an elephant and they need to go eye hug a dog? We are special.
Yes, we are. And wait till I tell you this next one, Charles. And people that have chronic back pain, one of the chronic causes of back pain, we talked about trauma and not sitting well and muscle strain and pathological things and just aging. But one of the other causes of back pain is the blood supply to the back is poor.
Uh-huh.
And as Americans have not eaten well the last 200 years, we have developed cardiovascular disease because of blockages in the arteries of the heart. We've developed dementias because of blockages in the arteries of the brain. But we also have blockages on the arteries that go to the spine. And we can have this just as much as blockages anywhere else. And when the arteries are blocked in the back, you often have pain as well. So just eating a whole food plant-based diet, getting some exercise, that can help the blood flow to the back where the back can have a good blood supply. That's also another way to lower the risk of chronic pain. And I got to mention cigarettes. If you smoke cigarettes, you have to get off those because the studies have well supplied that cigarettes contribute to low back pain. So who would know? By just eating greens, you can help improve the circulation to the back, which can help your pain as well.
It just reminds me of how much we are in charge of our health. Just every time I talk to you, I realize there are so many things that we can do to bring health to our bodies. And that includes to our family's bodies and to our school children's bodies and to our coworkers' bodies. We are true healers when we provide this education information. And that's what HeartWise Ministries is trying to help us do. And that, of course, is what HeartWise Ministries is doing for the world. Their website, heartwiseministries.org. Check that out. Lots of good information there. If you want to become a healer for yourself and for someone you love, you need to educate yourself, get the information, and start applying them, and amazing things can happen. Dr. James Markham, thank you so much for being with us today and appreciate these words of wisdom. Thank you.
My pleasure, and I'm still wiggling over here, Charles.
I'm wiggling too, and I'm going to go eye hug the dog. I can hardly wait.
Okay.
Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. James Markham inviting you to remain heartwise. Wiggle, wiggle. Goodbye. Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.